Greetings, everyone. This is Tony Reeves, and welcome to In the Know. Today, we are starting our inaugural Dare to be Dangerously Different information series, where we showcase the experiences and insight from individuals or groups who dare to be different. We will share some of their thought processes, and hopefully you'll have the opportunity to learn from the wisdom of their decision-making. Today, we're introducing you to a Florida limited liability company which operated between 2006 and 2017 and was referred to as the Six Footers. As you can imagine with the name Six Footers, you can assume they are all over 6 feet tall. In addition to their height, they were all professionals, all women, and all African American. Kimberly Madison, Camilla Perry, Monica Williams Harris, Nicole Shade, Desiree DeMunbrium, and Erica Williams. Of the six women, five were attorneys and one was a biomedical engineer. Recognizing a need in the Tampa Bay area, these ladies came together and set out to create something different for their community. Their inaugural social events evolved into a monthly professional networking event held every Friday called The Finale. And they also conducted a signature New Year's event. The success of these events enabled the ladies to expand into other areas and other opportunities for growth. I had the opportunity to speak with four of these dynamic ladies at one of their events, and they shared with me their insight, decision-making, difficulties, and successes of these ongoing joint ventures.
I am Desiree DeMunbrian. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, born and raised. Went to the College of Cincinnati and law school at the University of Florida, now I'm in Tampa.
One may ask how these dynamic ladies came together. Desiree takes a moment to share how the six women came to form this dynamic group.
Four of us went to law school together. And then one of us went to law school later, but is the sister of the other, one of the other six girls that went to law school with the four of us. And then another one went to grad school with us, and we all kind of became friends in school. And then we went our separate ways, and we all kind of ended up in Tampa, saw each other one by one, and started hanging out as friends. And then we got bored, and then everything was in Tampa, so we decided to do something.
Recognizing the need or demand for something can be very simple. Desiree shares with us how the ladies recognized the need for something different and how they went about providing that service.
Growing up in Nashville, Tennessee, we have three black colleges there, three predominantly black colleges. Yes, this, Tennessee State, and Meharry. So the city is accustomed to having young black professionals there and accommodating them by having, you know, very different venues to go to, areas to go to, and different functions. But when I came to Tampa, it just, I don't know if it's because the city's so spread out. You know, we have a brand in Valrico, Clearwater, St. Pete, whatnot. But I rarely saw black professionals unless they were lawyers. And that's not my whole world. And I wanted to meet other professionals. And I cannot find any place to go where people just kind of got together, had drinks, kind of networked and things of that nature.
Tell everybody how this actually came about.
We were created one day. At that point in time, I was complaining about it, and we decided, well, instead of complaining about it, do something about it. So it was definitely a void when I first moved here in 2003.
What kind of feedback have you been getting since you've been doing this?
Very positive. Very positive. Everyone is just like, please keep it up, and everybody's very encouraging. And because it gets rough, because when we're all very busy, it's hard to get out and publicize the events and make sure we're in place and to support everyone else. So, but everyone has been telling us, like, you know, we definitely need you here. We appreciate what you're doing. And because we only charge $5 to get to our functions, and we only started that in this May. So for a year and a half, we had these functions out of pocket, straight out of pocket. And we lost money, our personal dollars on this. So everyone has really shown us a lot of appreciation, a lot of support. We've gotten a lot of love from the black community here. And that's pretty much just encouraging us to keep going.
Sometimes opportunities to create something new or different may just arise from something that's fairly routine. which brings me to the next dynamic young lady.
This is Monica Williams-Conley, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Monica is an attorney as well as an author of children's books.
And we just decided to kind of get together with our friends and start doing happy hours at Adrian's House of Soul of the Pond, and it kind of took off from there.
Social events for professionals is not an uncommon phenomenon. However, doing these events under the banner of a corporation is a little different. Monica shares with us why the ladies chose to form a corporation in order to conduct their activities.
What made you make the decision to make it a company?
We got a little bit more professional, and it put a little more more substance to it versus six friends just throwing parties. We thought that if we collaborated and put it together in one unified front, that it was a little bit more professional, which is what we were trying to do. We were trying to attract a more professional crowd, and we thought if we put a company name on it, it was the one name that you could remember, and it was kind of catchy, and more importantly, it kind of fed into the professionalism we were attempting to create.
When you decided to form a company, did it become a lot more real to you in terms of, okay, this is really serious, we're going to do this thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, initially when we did it for the very first happy hour at Adrian's, it was just all of our friends. And then when we sat down and had a business meeting and said, you know, let's really do this, it became more real to us, particularly because of how well it's taken off. We've been doing it for almost 2 years. So.
Excitement tends to follow activities that are new. However, true longevity comes from building on the excitement. Listen as Monica shares how the excitement of the inaugural events opened the door for other opportunities.
The happy hours really kind of took off, and then someone suggested that there was nothing to do on Friday night in Tampa. So we kind of got together and said, well, let's kind of do something called, instead of the first Friday, the finale, the final Friday of every month. And initially it was from 8 to 11, and then some of the people that attended said they'd like to hear music. So we made it start later at 10 o'clock to 2, and it kind of took off. It was free. Every once in a while we'll charge, but no more than $5. We have a New Year's Eve party. Last year was the first one. We're doing it again this year where we charge a little bit more. But typically our parties are free because our thought was we're not attempting to get rich off of this. We're really attempting to create an environment where people can come, not sweat out their clothes, not smell like smoke when they leave, be able to communicate without the music blasting in their ears, and still have a really good time.
Creating a joint venture amongst like-minded individuals can be a unique challenge in and of itself, which brings me to this next young lady.
My name is Erica Williams.
Erica is a prominent attorney in the Tampa Bay area for Guide One Insurance.
So I met Ray, Kim, Camila through Monica.
Putting on an event can be a daunting task, but maintaining the momentum of a popular event can be even more difficult under the best of circumstances. Listen as Erica shares the struggles with meeting the demands of a popular event.
What type of struggles have you guys run across in making this a reality and keeping it going for the last year and a half?
I think the biggest struggle has been, there have been two. One is time commitment, because we really want to do more, but we just don't have the time with our professional lives. And another big factor is keeping the crowd interested. So we try to keep things creative and innovative in what we're providing. Like tonight, we have free drinks for the ladies. We have hors d'oeuvres. The restaurant has provided complimentary beer to the patrons. So it's just trying to keep things different and fresh.
How do you keep it fresh? Do you rely on feedback from everybody who's here, or is it just you ladies coming together and brainstorming? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a little bit of both. We were meeting once a month to try to figure out what people actually wanted, just from meeting people at the events, and they would give us their feedback, as young professionals in the area. The biggest thing we heard was that they were really enjoying what we were doing, but they wanted maybe some other community activity, or maybe they wanted more. They wanted us to do it on a weekly basis. So that's been one thing. We started doing the weekly event, but the turnout started to become slim, so we cut that. So
now, is there a plan to move to having a little bit more frequent? I know you said the weekly didn't work, but is there a plan to make it more frequent in some way, whether it be twice a month or something like that?
We thought about it, and we're not close to options. If we think it will work, we would definitely do it. But I don't know if anyone told you, this is our last finale for this year. And our next event is going to be the New Year's Eve party. So right now we're going to stop it. We're going to stop doing once a month right now until the end of 2007, and we'll see how things go in 2008.
Is there any particular reason why you're stopping, if you can share that?
I think it's just to get the momentum going for the New Year's Eve party. Last year, we put a lot of work into it, but it started to become a lot because we were trying to plan the finales and a New Year's Eve party. We want the New Year's Eve party to be a grand event, and we want it to be more of a formal event. So it's going to take more energy for us to plan that, and that's basically the reason why.
Great minds, great events, and great outcomes also presents greater challenges, which brings me to the last young lady I was able to interview.
My name is Kim Madison.
Kim is a prominent attorney in the Tampa Bay area.
I grew up in the Tampa Bay area, and I came to know the success mainly through law school and through being a lawyer. We're all best friends. I love them to death. They're like my sisters.
Competition is a normal and healthy reality for any business. However, the challenges with remaining relevant with new organizations evolving and appearing can be discouraging. Listen to Kim as she shares her insight as to how the company was able to maintain its momentum in spite of growing competition in the area.
And every time we just think about retreating, because there's so many people on the scene now, so many different groups throwing parties, there's still a consistent demand for the finale every last Friday of the month. So I have no doubt that in 2008 we will continue to do the same and improve upon what we have been doing since we first started.
Balancing a successful product can be both a blessing and a curse. With every successful event, there is a growing need for the event to go bigger and better. For a full-time company, this challenge can be difficult. However, when all members of the organizations are working full-time, challenging jobs, the ability to balance may be even more difficult. Listen as Kim shares how the ladies are able to balance the struggle of working professional lives and providing a service to their company.
It has been a little bit of a challenge because not only do we have day jobs, but most of us are lawyers, very demanding. We're not technically designated as a nonprofit, but we work with very limited funds. So finding the venues, making sure that we have a location, a DJ, every last Friday of the month has definitely been a challenge, but the demand has inspired us to meet that challenge every month. And every month we have not been disappointed. So as long as the demand is there, we will continue to try to meet the demand.
After a 10-year run, these dynamic women transitioned into other aspects of their careers. During the height of the Six Footers endeavors, they were recognized by community leaders and professionals outlets as a crucial source for networking, entertainment, and professional collaborations. Although they no longer conduct their events, there is no denying that the ladies, Kim, Nikki, Desiree, Erica, Monica, and Kamala, the Six Footers, are truly phenomenal. Thanks for tuning in to In the Know with Tony Reeves. I hope you gained some knowledge or insight from this show. Please feel free to share your comments, and I hope you learned something that will encourage you to dare to be dangerously different.